They have calling customer care. My name is Brittany. May I please have the zip code on the account that you're calling in about?
Well, I can give you my zip code, but I don't know. I don't recall ordering from you guys, so you can try with 64012.
Thank you. Your first and last name?
Michelle Torello.
All right, thank you. And can you verify your address, please?
607 Coleman Drive in Belton, Missouri.
Thank you. So locating an account here, it shows that it was for a daily plate, which is an app on your phone that provides recipes based on low carbs. Now, did you do like a survey for like Amazon, Costco, Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, Home Depot, Lowe's, Best Buy?
No, I don't do surveys, period.
Did you purchase did you do like a sweepstake for like an iPhone 12, a Dyson vacuum cleaner, iPad Pro?
No, not that I recall.
All right.
And I sure wouldn't have given you $59 out of my bank account unless I knew what I was doing.
Yes, yeah, so I can go ahead and I can see over to the fraud department. They can see who used your card fraudulently. Would you like for me to do that for you?
I would. Thank you.
All right. Just be one moment. Thank you for holding. I'm still here, okay, ma'am? I'm trying to find someone from the fraud department. Thank you for holding.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm still here, okay, ma'am? I do apologize.
That's okay.
You could probably hear me over here.
Nope, can't hear a word.
Oh, okay. Because I'm trying to find somebody, and I work from home, so I'm having to email to see if someone's available over there for you.
You're fine.
All right, just be one moment, okay? Thank you for holding.
Thank you.
I'm still here, okay, ma'am? Thank you for holding.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. I'm still here, okay, ma'am? I haven't forgotten about you.
Okay.
All right, thank you for holding.